Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you joining us, stopping by, and as we take you around the NFL, and we also bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P NFL Draft Blast. We have a fantastic guest coming on the show this evening. It's the Western Kentucky standout tight end, Deion Yoder. And you talk about a breakout 2017 season. I mean, he goes on to lead the Hilltoppers in all receiving categories, 52 receptions, 688 yards, and 7 touchdowns, and a very athletic kid. He also was down at the NFL. I shouldn't say down. He was out west at the NFL PA Collegiate Bowl, and he did so well there that they wanted to see him another time, and he was invited to Mobile, Alabama. We all know that's the most prestigious invite any senior can get with ambitions to play at the next level, and I think this young man is well on his way. But with that said, Deion, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Can you believe your teammates are about a month away from starting spring football, and you're preparing for the NFL?
Yes, sir. It's crazy right now. I've been talking to my college coach still, and just encouraging the guys to keep going, keeping our tradition of tight end. You and the mob continue to go. So I'm really proud of them, and I'm ready to get this journey on the road.
Nice. Have you had that wake up nightmare morning yet, Deion, where you think you're missing practice or anything, and you realize, you know what, I'm not there right now?
No, sir, not for real. I just wake up every day around the same time, 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, and I just get up, eat breakfast, and just thank God because it's a blessing where I'm at right now. Just like waking up at this time is like really kind of late for me. I'm usually up at like 6 o'clock in the morning most of the time, so it's a blessing.
Definitely, and a great, great season, and we'll get to that. But growing up, I know you were also an all-star or, you know, fantastic high school basketball player as well, besides being dominant on the football field. But, I mean, growing up, did you play all the sports? And what was your favorite sport as a young kid?
Growing up, I played basketball and football. I played at the youth league, and I played for the Western Cowboys in Louisville, Kentucky. I played there throughout Pee Wee, junior, and my senior year. And I played basketball as well at the same center down there. So I love basketball, but I love football because it's more of an aggressive sport. So I just continue to love football. So I was just out there like, man, it was a big decision what I'm going to do. Should I play basketball? Should I play football in college? Football in college and high school. So I like football more, so I just kept playing football.
Have you always had the size, Deion? I mean, have you always kind of been the better kid athletically as well?
No, sir. Actually, in high school, I was like 5'9". Crazy to believe it.
Wow.
I was 5'9", going into my sophomore year of high school. I was like one of the shortest guys on the basketball team and football team before I joined it. So I had a big growth spurt my junior year. Yeah, this is crazy. I had a big growth spurt my junior year. And then I was like, dang, I'm getting taller. I stood next to my granddad, which is 6 foot. And I was like, yeah, I'm taller than my granddaddy now. So then I kept growing, and by the end of the senior year, I was 6'3".
Wow, that's excellent. Once again, the growing Deion Yoder here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft and find out what this Western Kentucky Hilltoppers tight end brings to the NFL platform and why he's one of the hotter prospects in the game right now, and he's again joining us here. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you folks know it's always free and available at Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in his name. The same thing at iTunes. You simply type in his name, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio page at College to Pro as well. For you, I mean, coming out of high school, I'm curious, I mean, how much time did you get to play tight end? Because you kind of mentioned this growth spurt, so I'm sure that, you know, you probably had a lot of positions until you kind of found your niche, but kind of take us through that high school, you know, life and how you ended up at Western Kentucky.
This is a crazy story. This is a very, very crazy story. I did join the football team. I didn't join it to my junior year. So when I joined it to be a quarterback. That's what I played mostly in Little League, was quarterback. And then
nice. We
already had a quarterback at the time, so I just moved around from wide receiver to linebacker to DN to safety to every position on the team besides O line and D line. That's about it. I played little corner, punter. I did about everything. And then I was getting recruited heavily by a lot of teams, a lot of schools and stuff like that. So I was just trying to take it on and see what happens. I never even went to a youth camp, like a high school camp. Really didn't have the funds to do it, so I could never get an opportunity to go out that far. But I ended up going to West Kentucky from Jeff Brom and Coach Petrino. They referred me a preferred walk-on option, and I just took it, ran with it, and I thank them every day for that because it's changed my life since then. Yeah, it was a big step. I had other schools trying to do the same thing and maybe offer me, but they didn't offer me on the National Signing Day, so that's the role I took, and it's a story that's going to be around forever.
Definitely. I'm curious, Dan. I mean, did they recruit you? Most of these schools want you as a tight end, or did they see you as another position?
I got recruited as a wide receiver, and then my redshirt sophomore year at West Kentucky, Coach Tyson Helton moved me to tight end. He asked me, would you like to become a tight end behind our superstar at the time, Tyler Higbee? And I was like, yes, sir, I would love to be a tight end. That's going to get me on the field faster. And I took that jump and started putting on weight and just kept growing and growing, and I'm still growing.
You're still growing. As we each second, we're talking about how you're growing and you're still growing. I ask all the guys that come on the show this question. I mean, when does it kind of sink into you? I mean, I'm sure this breakout year where you just kind of just took everybody by storm, I mean, in such a short amount of time, when did it kind of hit you that, you know what, I have a real opportunity at making a living playing in the National Football League?
Well, it still haven't hit me yet. I have dreams about it and have nightmares some days thinking of, like, am I going to get there? Am I not going to get there? So I just keep my faith. But I had a dream that all this is going to happen when I was a sophomore in college. The same year I moved to tight end, I told my girlfriend that, like, all this is going to happen. And by the grace of God, it all happened. I moved to tight end. I got a scholarship my senior year, and then my coaches gave me the opportunity to play, and I finally showed everybody what I can do, and I just went every game with a fresh slate. I went out there every game. This is my mentality. Was I can't get outworked by anybody. I'm going to be the best worker. I'm going to be the hardest worker. I'm going to make plays, and I'm going to make sure that I give my team the best opportunity to win.
Definitely. You've definitely done that, like I said, and I mean, so many arrows are pointing in the right direction for you, Dan. It's really exciting for you, and I'm sure, you know, the hard work is kind of paying off. For you, I mean, what do you think scouts are going to love about you? I mean, they obviously saw you out in Los Angeles. They spent a week with you, and, you know, and they talked. They talked amongst themselves and said, man, we want to see this kid at the biggest stage down at the Senior Bowl. But, I mean, what do you think they love about you? I mean, when they see you on film or they see you at practice, what do you think those traits are where they're like, man, we want more of this kid?
I think the traits they see is a very gifted and talented player. He's got great size for the NFL, and he's physical. He can catch the football. He can run. He knows how to find the open zones in the defense. He's a team player, plays all special teams. He's a leader. All his characteristics lead him in a great path, and he just works. He just works. He do what he needs to be done. Just does it all. I do whatever a team needs me to do. I make plays. I also help out as much as I can. I give guidance. For an example, there been plenty of times in my team where I asked my coach, could I just stay in and block and give our quarterback Mike White more time? I would do anything to help my team. So that's what teams know about me and have seen that I've done. And I would say they've seen I'm a physical guy, but I really haven't, like, had the opportunity to block as much in previous years. So this year, it surprised a lot of people that I was an actual starter. So when they first seen me, it all came through, like, wow, who's this guy? And then I just kept building. I kept picking up on blocking and stuff like that. So you see a physical guy who's keep growing. That's what they see.
Definitely. And if you've done that, man, and like I said, I mean, in such a short amount of time, I mean, you've really taken the collegiate, you know, prospect thing by storm. And again, you know, it's fantastic to kind of see how much you've grown in such a short amount of time. And, you know, I was looking at your bio, too. I mean, the blocked field goal. So, I mean, your dedication, really, and you know as a rookie in the NFL, I mean, special teams is a huge part. I think that's one of your biggest benefactors is you are a hungry lion out there on special teams. I mean, you're not some, you know, guy that's like, ah, I don't want to, man. I mean, you really want to go out, and you're going to go out there, and you're gonna give it, man. I think that's going to be a great, great thing to have in your back pocket. Listeners love this question,
yes,
so I have to ask it. It's cliche,
yes,
but, I mean, comparisons, Dion, I mean, to your teammates, your friends, family, even your coaches, I mean, did they say, hey, you know, this guy, we were watching Sunday NFL football, and this guy, you kind of remind us of him?
Not for real. We really didn't do a lot of that. We just really, like, focused on myself, and I focused on things I can get better. There's guys that I see myself that I play as, though. Like, I get many qualities from, I would say. Like, for example, Jason Witten, how he gets open in, like, the closed zones in the defense. Like, he can find a spot and get open and get the ball and help his team. I have a lot of qualities that I have done that in. I can run. I can stretch the seam. I can run many routes. I can prepare myself to Delanie Walker with route running and just getting myself open. I feel like that I have Travis Kelce helps. It's more of like swiveling and getting myself and separating from defenders. I have a lot of like techniques that I use and to watch from him. So I just say I can prepare myself to a lot of guys from bits and pieces, but not just one whole character.
Nice. Dude, that was a great explanation. I mean, you really went in depth in that. I loved it. I mean, and plus you gave a great variety of guys and just kind of different techniques, kind of picking up on those things. And I thought it went deep in terms of just the, you know, the hips and the swivel of, you know, Travis Kelce to find in the open zone with Witten. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Once again, Dion Yelder, the Western Kentucky Hilltopper, standout tight end here on the C2P as we break this kid down and find out what he brings to the NFL draft table and why he'll be a name. I very, very confidently say you'll probably hear coming off the board in April when this thing gets underway. For you, I'm sure you had a litany of different people wanting to, you know, be your agent, but you signed with Precision Sports and Christina Phillips. How did you know Christina was the right fit?
I went with my gut, and like craziest thing is like I had a lot of agents hit me up, and she stayed on me. She stayed on me about the little things throughout the year. Like when I talked to her, we talked a little bit, but it wasn't a lot until after the season mostly. And she came down. And I got to meet her and got to talk to her and got to see how she is and how like she runs things. And then she sat down with my tight end coach, who somebody that was really close to me, and I really just met him, but the bond I have with him that I will always have forever. I love that guy, Coach Ryan Mahaffey. And she just sat down with him, and she basically just gave him a run of how everything was going to go. And he was like, she's the one. And I was like, I feel like she's the one for me. And I took her to my family, and my family's like, she's the one. So I know my gut wouldn't lie to me, and I know this dream of mine just – something that's been over my head, and God has a plan for me. So she was the right person for me, and I thank her every day.
Definitely. And I tell you what, Dion, and this is not because, you know, she represents you and we're talking to you, but I promise you, you know, I've been doing this a long time. I know a ton of agents, and everybody always speaks highly of Christina. Even scouts speak highly of her, and like I said, she's knowledgeable. She's expertise in the craft of doing what she does is really top notch. Before we let you go, man, I can't believe we're out of time because I could nag you forever with questions because I really think you got a lot going on. But we always like to have some fun with you. Take a couple of shots of some off the wall things. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now your head coach, he just arrived, Coach Stanford. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Great personnel of Coach Sanford. We did like a little scheme, like a team skit, and nobody really picked Coach Sanford, but we all know his tendencies. He's a great coach. He wants to get the best out of everybody, and he makes sure that we work. So I couldn't say nobody could mimic him as him, but as guys who try to, but nobody could do it like him. He's a great coach, and he just pushed the team. Like, he came into a new team and just he helped build, and I see big things coming from this year, but nobody can really mimic him like that, that I would say.
Nice. Excellent. How about nicknames, Deion? You got a nickname on the team?
Yeah, I got a nickname that I'm trying to keep, but it's a funny word name. They call me Big Thump, and I got it from a movie that I was calling my other teammate. I call him Thump, but I say I'm Big Thump, and he's Little Thump. I used to call Tyler Higbee. I still do call him Thump Jr., Thump Washington Jr. But I got it from a movie called Lottery Ticket, when Ice Cube was knocked out the guy who sold Bow Wow's ticket. And then after that, the team just ran with it. Everybody started calling me Big Thump or Thumpski or Thump Jr. It just goes everywhere with it. So, yeah, my team knows me as Thump. A lot of people in my school know me as Thump. So that's my nickname, and it's a funny nickname, but I love it.
Awesome, awesome stuff. And then the final question, man, before we let you go, your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet, if you could have anything painted on there, because that's a big thing going on right now, what would you want to represent, or who would you want on there, or what would you want it to say, or just, you know, what would you want painted on those shoes?
On those shoes, I would want to paint. My granny had colon cancer, so I would want my granny on there, and the colon cancer signature, or like the symbol, to show, like, awareness for that, because it's a big thing, and my granny was someone who was really close to me, and it breaks me down that she's not here no more. And on the other cleat, I will put my close friend of mine. He died of diabetes. And I will put that on the other cleat, and that just means a lot to me to find awareness for diabetes and colon cancer. And I will just put them on my cleats and have a message that I love you forever, and I never forget you and all the things you taught me. And I will hope to raise awareness for that one day, and help many others in the world dealing with that.
Deion, man, you're a top-shelf individual, man. I tell you what, we had a fantastic show. Obviously, you're doing everything in the right way. And like I said, you know, I think the best the years are yet to come for you. But, hey, man, we appreciate your time. We know you're an extremely busy young man, but we always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Deion Yelder, the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers standout tight end, and I call him one of the breakout players of 2017. I mean, this guy arrived in a Hilltoppers offense, and he made an impact. I mean, he led the team in catches, reception yards, and touchdowns, found his way to the NFLPA game and the Senior Bowl. And I personally, and I'm not saying this because we just hung up with the young man, but, man, when I found out he did not make the combine, I just shook my head in disgust because I tell you what, you know, and they, you know, they kind of say if in the Hall of Fame, if you're going to take a Hall of Fame guy out, you got to, you know, put one in, you got to take one out. Well, I know there's a couple tight ends going down in Indianapolis that I think Deion's definitely has a higher ceiling than, you know, like I said. But that's a topic for another day. If you want more of Deion Yelder, you guys can go to iTunes, Block Talk Radio. We'll feature it as draft bio, collegepro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.